Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it is an unstoppable day. I am Terrence, the unstoppable Coach Lethbridge, and welcome to another episode of the Unstoppable Story Show with Coach Terrence, where we talk to ordinary people who have some unstoppable stories that are going to take you to the next level of your greatness. I look forward to being with you each and every Tuesday evening on blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories. And we're also streaming live on Facebook Live. So you can go to my Facebook page, Terrence Lethbridge, and you can see me live and in color right now as we talk to another fabulous, unstoppable guest with an unstoppable story. And I want to just thank you so much for tuning in to the inaugural relaunch of the Unstoppable Story Show. It's always been a dream of mine to give people a platform where they can talk about the things that are going on in their lives, the successes, the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, and the ultimate overcoming of obstacles that got them to where they are today, in hopes that it would also bless you, someone who might be out there getting knocked up against the ropes by life right now, someone out there who's at the verge of stopping and giving up, someone who just maybe, might be able to turn their lives around just because they heard a story here on this platform, a story of how someone else has overcome and now is able to talk to you and share with you from the heart their unstoppable story. So we thank you for joining in wherever you are right now live, or if you're listening to this on the replay, we thank you so much for being a part of the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Lethbridge. We've got a great guest tonight, but before we bring the guest in, just a couple of housekeeping rules. If you know somebody right now who needs to listen to this show, then why don't you go ahead and tell them to call in too at area code 323-870-3764. That's area code 323-870-3764. Or tell them to go on over to Facebook Live and they can listen to the show and watch the show and interact with the show. If you're calling in on that dial-in number at 323-870-3764, go ahead and click the number 1 on your touch-tone phone or on your cell phone, and that'll allow you to be part of the conversation. We look forward to talking to you. We look forward to interacting with you. And if you have any questions for our host, for our guest tonight, we'd love to get those questions out as well. We've got a sponsor for the Unstoppable Story Show, and I am so glad to say that Maureen Bobo, Chastity Williams, and Khadija Ali are sponsors of the Unstoppable Story Show. And they have the book that's soon to be the Amazon best-selling book called The Unwelcome Committee. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can see the link right there. It is The Unwelcome Committee. This is a story of three women who are telling their story about being in an exclusive club that nobody wants to be in. You see, they all share the story of having to now be widows because they've lost their spouses and going through life without the love of your life and still overcoming and still doing the things that you need to do for yourself, for your family, for your community, and for the world. This is a powerful book, and I recommend that anybody who has suffered loss, anyone who is dealing with loss right now, anyone like you out there in Facebook land who may have lost your spouse and is trying to get on the other side, then you definitely need to check out the book, The Unwelcome Committee by Maureen Bobo, Chastity Williams, and Khadija Ali. You can get your copy of the book, The Unwelcome Committee, by going to www.theunwelcomecommittee.com. And again, you can see on the screen behind me, if you're watching on Facebook, that's the copy of the book, The Unwelcome Committee. Thank you so much for being sponsors of The Unstoppable Story Show. We've got a great show for you tonight, and I wanted to introduce to you a good friend of mine, a great client of mine, and someone who is definitely going to the next level of his greatness. He is Danny Randall, Daniel Randall Jr., and he is the author of the book Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child. This is a labor of love, this book that he did, and I'm so happy that he worked with me to co-author this book, talking about his story, his unstoppable story of how he has been able to overcome the embarrassment, overcome the shame, overcome the uncertainty of raising a special needs child. His son, Danny, has autism. And despite the diagnosis, Danny has been able to do some amazing things, and we'll let his dad tell you a little bit more about it as he talks about his story and his book. So we definitely want you to come on in, listen in, and we're going to have hopefully some other dads that are going to chime in throughout the night telling us about their stories of raising their children, both sons and daughters who may be affected by autism. But without further ado, we want to bring on to the call the man of the hour, the focus of this show, Daniel Randall Jr. Danny, as we call him, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
Fine, fine. Blessed to be here. Very grateful you have me here.
Good, good, good. So, Danny, why don't you go ahead and give them a little bit of information about you first, and then we'll get right into the conversation talking about your story of dealing and embracing your son with autism.
I'm Danny Vernon Randall Jr., born in Chicago, attended St. Sabina Grammar School, Mendel Catholic High School, and at HBCU at Lincoln University, all three institutions. I thank God every day for being fortunate enough to go there, loving to death. And I am a 15-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department, which is a blessing. And it's challenging, one of the most challenging professions this day in the world, especially being a Chicago police officer. But I embrace it. I embrace it. But I'm blessed to be here. And I have 19, she just turned 19, 19-year-old daughter, she's at Clark University in Atlanta. And I have Daniel, who's 15. I've been married next October to my wife of 20 years, Beryl Ross Randall. She is a graduate of Lynn Bloom and a graduate of, she went to HBCU also. She went to Dillard University, and she's a nurse. And just happy to be here and sharing my it's an ongoing challenge and a struggle. And if you look at a dictionary, struggle, when you hear the word struggle, people say, oh, that's something that's tough, that's challenging. Yeah. But see, the definition of struggle is a pursuit of an advantage. That means you're constantly pursuing. When you're in a struggle, you are pursuing, you are trying to get an advantage, you maintain your focus. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Wow. So, you know what? Tell us a little bit about your story. And specifically, why don't we start out by saying, what is autism for our audience that's listening on Blog Talk Radio and who's also watching out in Facebook Live land?
Right. Autism is a serious condition that affects a person's ability to interact and communicate. It's something that's rapidly increasing. It's first it was when Daniel was first diagnosed, it was like 1 in 160 young boys. Now it's like 1 in close to 70 or 60 is gonna have autism. And the reason for that is, I mean, when something is growing rapidly like that, it has to. It should be investigated. It should be. There's research that need to be done, and there's. It has to. We as a society, we need to find out why. You know, what's causing it. It also affects their cognitive delay, ability to learn and talk, speak. If there's constant delays in their development, and each child with autism is always different. My son in particular, they have sensory issues where things can, and they also they can have panic attacks, or we call meltdowns, or what we call now episodes. And to have a child like that, it's a constant challenge, and it's a task you have to be up for. It's constantly challenging. So every day is it's an adventure.
So are there different types of autism, or is there just one particular thing, Danny?
Well, you got some children, young people are more high-functioning, and then you have different degrees. You're high-functioning, and you have more low-functioning. But these children, every child is going to be different. Some are higher-functioning in some areas, and you have some. If you can have a full conversation with them, you wouldn't know they had autism. And there are some who are extremely delayed and low cognitive development. So it's a variant from individual to individual.
Wow. So as we look on, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can actually see a picture of Danny and his son, Daniel the Third, and a copy of the book, Thoroughly Immersed. That was the picture that they took when the book first came out. And Danny, just tell us a little bit about your son, outside of the fact that he is dealing with autism. Tell us about Danny.
Well, he's a 15-year-old sophomore. He goes to Kingwood High School. And all in all, he is – I had a friend that passed away. His name is George Harris. He summed Daniel up best when we first got the diagnosis. He was a pastor who passed away. He told me, all in all, Daniel is a blessed child. That's what he said. His words verbatim. He is a blessed child who has a mom and dad who loves him, and a sister who loves him, and family who loves him. He likes to be around family. He's a very athletic child, has loads of potential, and I'm constantly working with him. It's a constant challenge. Every day is a challenge. Yeah. I'm not going to abandon my child. You know, I see a lot of potential in him, and he is a gentle, loving soul. He's very affectionate. A lot of children with autism have trouble or struggle with affection and showing affection, but not Daniel. Since he is a love child, he is a very giving, affectionate child. So since he is love, if you love a child, they'll love you back, and he's a prince. He's a prince.
He's
a prince.
Danny,
something else.
So Daniel the Third, Danny as we affectionately call him, he's 15
right.
years old now, right? Now you didn't always know about him having autism, right?
No, he was diagnosed around the age of 2, and it was stunning. It was a stunning blow. Caught me totally off guard because the person that I was at the time, I had to totally evolve to deal with this, to carry it forward. It was something I was chosen for. I didn't choose to have an autistic child. I didn't know, and I never knew anything about it. So since it's something I didn't create, I didn't ask for, and when he was born, at the time he was born, I wasn't even forewarned. So, you know, I had to be chosen for this.
Wow. So just tell the story for our audience. You didn't find out about the diagnosis until the age of 2. So tell us about the first couple of years, and then tell us what led up to you investigating and ultimately finding out about autism in your son.
Well, when he was born, he was extremely healthy. Very healthy, large child, about 9 to 10 pounds. Totally, no health issues at all. Affectionate, loving, you know. I mean, he was a pride and joy. And during that time, I was police officer at night. I high school football coach at Lindblom High School during the day, and I thought I had the perfect life. I was like, okay, well, he's going to follow my footsteps, going to play sports. Or, you know, I was taking him to the games, big kid, and, you know, he was like my pride and joy. He was like my, you know, everything. And we noticed the delays in his development, you know, the speech. He was always very coordinated and physically fit. Daniel has never, thank God, never been sick in his life. Never spent a day in the hospital. Always extremely healthy, large, strong, athletic, and that's what really, you know, surprised him. He caught us off guard. But once we found out that once we started to notice he wasn't speaking when he should, interacting the way he should. Once we got the diagnosis, it was devastating. That's the best word I can describe it. It's devastating. You know, I was like, well, at the time, I was like, well, how could I, this alpha male, you know, living my life? Like, I was living a dream, okay? I was doing dual profession that I just love. I love being a policeman, and I love being a football coach because I played collegiate football in high school. And then all of a sudden, God had an ultimate plan.
Wow, and you know, ain't it the truth how we deal with, we have our plans and then there's God's plans, and how it just comes and just takes our plans and just throws it right to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And go on.
You were a Chicago police officer, you were a coach, and then you get this diagnosis. So what, you said you were devastated, but what went through your mind when you first got that diagnosis?
It was, it was devastating. I mean, that's the only word I can come up with. You know, it was tears. It was anger. It was anger. I was like, well, you got a wife. His mom is extremely athletic and physically fit. Of course, I'm a man that's physically fit. I mean, we live in our lives, working our lifelong passion. I mean, it was my lifelong ambition to be. I was doing that, and everything was perfect. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, where did this come from? It was just some frustration. It was serious anger issues. I was like, oh, my God, wait a minute, why me? You know, during the years, I started coaching high school football in 92. I was at Percy Julian. After that, Inglewood. I had coached hundreds of young men who still acknowledge me to this day, and I have a ball with and coached it. And I coached one of the few coaches, probably coached three different schools and three different levels of city championships, coaching all-star games and all that. And I'm like, wait a minute. And what I was doing in my profession, I was a decorated police officer just doing my thing, and all of a sudden, I was thrown for a loss. You know?
And so you actually mentioned in the book that when the doctor gave you the diagnosis, what did you say to the doctor?
But my mindset, it was, I told him, fix it. You know, I'm thinking if there's a problem, and we fix in my it. Line of work, I don't leave till it's fixed. Okay, we got to fix it. If a person calls you and they're in fear of their life or they need someone apprehended, okay, we're going to fix it. But that's when he looked at me like, you can't just fix autism. You just can't fix it. I mean, but that was my thinking. That was my thinking all these years. That was the way I was thinking. So I had to change my level of thinking. I just couldn't use something you just can't fix. It's something you have to be totally involved in or thoroughly. You got to thoroughly immerse yourself in this change if you want to see change in your child and development and growth. You got to be involved. It's like God's way of saying, okay, you got to stay here. You got to be involved in this. Everything I was used to, accustomed to just using a physical force. Okay, I'm going to take it. Okay, I'm going to do it. That's it. But no. You just can't. This here is a precious child that you have to just sit tight. You have to be patient. It changes you. Then I had to begin to change. Since I couldn't change the situation, I had to change who I was and how I did things.
Wow. And, you know, that is a great quote. That is a great way of thinking. It's a great mindset, because many times we feel like if we can't change the situation, that there's nothing more that we can do. But when we recognize that the best way to change a situation is to change ourselves within that situation, then that opens up new possibilities. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you decided to change
your mindset, Danny, what changed as far as your situation was concerned?
Well, I had to accept it. So it was difficult to accept. The first rule of change in anything, you got to accept it. And I had difficulty accepting it. And once you accept it, then there's you have to develop a spiritual, foundation. You have to be able to accept it, and then you have to find peace within it. Then once you find peace within it, then you can start to put things together and find out who this child is. And it's obvious that this is something I was chosen for. And since I went to special, because Terrence, we attended a special high school that I'm eternally grateful for going to. And at this high school, they practically trained me to be a leader. And I've decided, okay, I have certain intangibles. I'm going to use them toward this. And I just took it upon myself to be a leader in this. So as I change, when you change, you inspire yourself, and you have to inspire others. Like in the Bible, once a man has converted, which autism, it converted me, made me different. It's still making me different. Once a man is converted, he must strengthen his brother. So now since I'm changed, and there's going to be some young dads dealing with autism, who can they talk to? Who can they get information from? So I charge that to myself. I take the initiative there, because that's the way this high school, this special high school, Mendel Calvert High School, that's the way they trained me to be. It was like I was chosen for that. So.
You are definitely doing a wonderful thing. Hey, we're talking to Danny Randall Jr. He is the author of the book, Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child. And we're talking about autism tonight from a dad's point of view, a different perspective than what you might normally hear when you hear autism. As Danny and I was working on this book, thank you again, Danny, for allowing me to go along this journey with you and be a co-author on this book, one of the things that we were finding is that the story of autism was being told by women, by the mothers of children with autism. The most popular name out there in the autism world, as far as advocacy is concerned, is Holly Robinson Peete. But, you know, Rodney Peete is the father of their child with autism. But you hear from Holly, and there are other celebrities out there that have children with autism. Toni Braxton, one in particular, who does a lot of advocacy about it. But you'd be surprised to know that there are male celebrities that are also dealing with it.
Yes.
Who else have you run across?
Young
in your
man
research?
From Boys to Men. The man, young man,
okay,
from Boys to Men.
Sean from Boys to Men.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sean Stockman. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so we thought it was important to not only write this book to help other fathers who are suffering in silence. We decided that Danny decided that he wanted to be an advocate for getting more information out there about autism and how you can no longer suffer in silence and be able to get some strategies and get some common sense tips that will allow you to be able to not only embrace the challenges that autism faces in your children, but to also enjoy your children while you're in the process. So we want to take a couple of minutes to just, again, let you know that you're watching on Facebook Live, the Unstoppable Story Show, and you're also listening live or via replay on blogtalkradio.com /unstoppable stories. I want to say hi to Shamir Mallard, who's watching on Facebook Live, Leonard C. Smith, who's watching on Facebook Live, Tamara Autism Advocate Hardy, she's also watching, Maureen Victory Is Mine Bobo, she's also watching on Facebook Live, Marcus Leftridge, yes, Andre Taylor and Debbie George, all watching on Facebook Live. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to not just watch live, but join the conversation by going to 323-870-3764. And then we'll be checking, we'll be getting some comments from the phone line as well. As a matter of fact, let's go over to the studio. If you are on listening live right now, just press the number one. Press the number one, and then that will get you into the conversation. That will definitely get you into the conversation by pressing one on your touch tone phone. Marcus Leffridge on Facebook Live says he has an autistic son. Marcus, we would love for you to call into the show. Call in right now, 323-870-3764. We'd love to hear your story about what your experience has been. So, Danny, we've got a couple of people in queue. Would you like to take a call, and then we'll come back and talk about some tips, okay?
Let's go.
All right. So from area code 773, the last four digits are 0671. 0671. Caller, you are live on the Unstoppable Story Show. Give us your name and give us your comment.
This is Tamara Autism Advocate Harding.
Hey, Tamara, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Doing well. Say hello to Danny Randall.
Hello, Mr. Randall. How are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm sneaking away from ABA therapy as you are speaking, and my 2-year-old's in the background. But I'm loving that you're sharing your story. I agree that all you hear about are the moms. And so it's great to hear about dads who are honest about the diagnosis. You were devastated just like I was and probably all of us were. Sorry, my alarm's going off. So it's just great to hear from a dad's point of view about how that felt to get the diagnosis and the things that you did to help your son, get through. You know, once you get the diagnosis, you have to do the work. After you get through the denial and the grief and, you mourn because watching, from the mom's end, I'm sure dads want the football players and the basketball players and, I'm seeing that with my 2-year-old that does not have autism. I'm seeing a whole different side of a boy growing up. So I can only imagine how difficult, it is as a dad to get that diagnosis. But I applaud you for staying in because I hear that divorces are high. I was not married to my son's father, but it's rough on a relationship.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
About the relationship, how hard it is. I think we were good friends, and I'll just be honest. His dad's married now, and he has 2 new children, and I do think, and they're typical or quote unquote normal. And I think his first child being a son and having his diagnosis, I think it was hard. I think that even now our son is 16, and sometimes with the things that he does, I think he's kind of still in denial because it's hard to, and I've heard this from other moms about their husbands being honest, that sometimes it's just hard to accept that diagnosis, especially when it's your first son or if it's a son, period. I appreciate fathers being honest about it, but then You got to let a little bit of that go and do the work because the teamwork makes the dream work. The more people, the larger the village, I think the more successful our children are and can be with this quote unquote disorder. So, but I do hear that the divorce rate is high when you have a special needs child.
relationships are challenging, okay? Everything is challenging. On the surface, it is challenging, and that's the reality. But a lot of men fail to realize once you embrace that, blessings will come your way. God can only love you if you're brave. You know, you can't feel God's love unless you are brave. You can't, I mean, you'd be surprised at the people that assist me. And that's a lot of the things. Daniel has, I don't know how many, I'm his real dad, but you know how many, Daniel has maybe 20 to 30 odd godfathers, swimming coaches, wrestling coaches, I mean, feast pathologists. People will just come out of nowhere and just aid in that process and that development. And they, you got to take the journey. You got to take the step. And then you can't, it's difficult to see the journey unless you start moving.
It's funny you say that. I've been in a relationship for almost 9 years, and he had no idea what autism was, wasn't familiar with it, had never had it introduced into his world. And he's here almost 9 years. He's a great, we don't like to use step, but he is technically, he's a stepfather, and he's a great support system. He's part of my village, and he didn't run away from something that was born to him. My son doesn't talk much, and my son isn't into sports, and he's not really, really social, and that has not affected our 8 years and counting relationship. So there are some men that will step up to the plate. Not, this is not a male bashing, but again, as you said earlier, you always hear about the moms and women, but there are a ton of men and fathers that, as you said, that are part of that village that, you know, help our children become successful. So I am grateful that I did get a warrior and someone that, you know, you know, is in for the long haul, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Love it, love it. You know, I it's up to you, but we definitely want to shout that brother out if you want to give his name, because Danny and I, we talked about it just this week. We talked about the people who choose to come into this, knowing full well what they're going to have to go through by coming in to a relationship like this, where there is a child with special needs. So we take our hats off to that brother who knew the circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
And came in anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that's Dwayne Joyner.
What's his name?
Dwayne Joyner.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Dwayne Joyner.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
I'm sure he's getting a lot of favor. He's getting a lot of favor, too. As you can probably attest.
I believe so.
Well, Tamara, we know you're also locally here in Chicago advocating for autism. So if you want to, where can they reach out to you if they, I know you're doing an art cause to support autism. Is that correct?
That's correct. I am one of a group of women that started a parent support group in November of 2015. We're called Families United. I'm sorry. AFU. Mm-hmm. All Families United, because we don't focus on just autism. We focus on all disorders and disabilities. So we're a great Facebook page, and we're a great page for resources, and we're working to become, you know, a non-profit organization where we can really get out there, you know, and be part of helping this community, because we definitely need, you know, to educate people. So right now that's where I am. And October 8th, myself and three other amazing support groups. We're combining, we're collaborating, we're showing that we can all work together, and we're having a paint and sip on October the 8th for the moms right now, but hopefully the next time we do this, it'll be moms and dads, and we're painting and just really getting to meet some new people, and again, getting some resources, and there's always somebody who knows something that you don't know in this world
of
autism and special needs.
Okay.
And
well, if
you know what?
Information
That's great.
With you, we can do that.
I will definitely. I'm going to buy your book, too, because we're going to have it there at the Pain and Sip. So I will be purchasing the book. I'm going to do it this evening, as a matter of fact.
All right. And we're going to give out that link on where you can go purchase the book. And, you know, Tamara, if you want to get in contact with me, then we'll connect you and Danny together so you can get your signed copy of that book as well. Okay.
That will be awesome.
I will deliver it. I can deliver it. So you can talk to Tamara. and I will deliver it. It just so happens when a rare time I have some books on hand. I live on Chicago's east side, and if you, I'll make it convenient for you. I can
handle
it.
I'm southwest, but I'm always east for my children's school. But we can meet up. I'm also a fellow City of Chicago employee, so it'll be great to meet
okay.
you.
All right, so we will make that happen. But Tamara, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your experiences. And a shout out to Dwayne for all he's doing as well. And thank you so much for listening to the Unstoppable Story Show. Okay.
Thank you, Terrence. You all have a great one. I'm still on, even though we're doing therapy.
Okay. Keep listening.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great call. So this is the Unstoppable Story Show with our special guest this evening, Daniel Randall Jr. He is the author of the book, Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll come back, and Danny's going to give us some tips out of the book on how fathers can not only embrace their special needs child, but they can also enjoy raising their child. So stay tuned. We're coming back with the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge.
Daniel.
The Unstoppable Stories Show is sponsored by the Unwelcome Committee. Follow the journey of three women through one of life's most difficult challenges: becoming a young widow. Maureen Bobo, Chastity Williams, and Khadija Ali share three different perspectives of how becoming a widow and dealing with the process of grief changed their lives forever. To get your copy of the Unwelcome Committee book, go to theunwelcomecommittee.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Our sponsor for this evening's show, the Unwelcome Committee, the authors Maureen Bobo and Chastity Williams, as well as Khadija Ali. Go to theunwelcomecommittee.com and get your copy of this great book, this great inspirational book shared by three women telling their story of how they have dealt with loss and come out on the other side. Well, we are back. We are back at the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge. We're talking autism from a dad's point of view. And we've got on the line with us Danny Randall Jr. He is, again, the author of Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child. Shout out to all those who are still watching on Facebook Live, Marcus Leftridge, my cousin, Shamir Mallard, Leonard C. Smith, Tia Tenacious Titus. She is watching us from overseas right now. She is on a beautiful island in the Bahamas. And we thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to watch us on Facebook Live. So we're going to bring Danny Randall back in. Danny, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
All right. So, Danny, you've got 8 tips in the book, Thoroughly Immersed. So we want to jump in, give them an idea about those tips. But let's bring this one caller in real quick who's been holding patiently, okay?
Okay.
So from the 773 area code with the last 4 digits, 4662, caller, you are on the line now. Last 4 digits, 4662. You're on the call on the Unstoppable Stories Show. You might have to do *6 to unmute your phone if you're muted.
Hello?
Right now. Hello.
Hello.
Who's on
Hello?
The call?
This is Joe Jackson.
We can hear you.
Okay. Some kind of way I got Comcast, so that number's linked to my cell. So you say I'm 4662. I'm like, who you talking about? They're like my home number. But anyway, I digress. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey,
say your
up,
name
Joe?
Again.
Good, good. My name is Joe Jackson.
All right.
And I have a daughter. How y'all doing, Danny? And how you doing, Terrence?
Right.
I am a member of a autism support group, CAC, which Danny is also a part of. But I have a daughter, Jasmine, because I'm one of the few, the minority of a father who has an autistic daughter.
Wow.
So I have a very unique perspective of my own. So that's a whole other flavor. We, just as Danny said before and the young lady timer said before, you have to be as immersed. You go through the official, the denial, the dreams, the possibilities at first, because you just have to redirect your senses and your spirituality. And once you're able to do that and you got the right person on your side, like my wife, Tanya, then we work together once we learned. Once we found out when she's about 3 or 4, then we had that good cry. We cried it out, and then it was time to get moving. So one thing I would like to just add in real quick about acceptance, like Danny said, when you accept and then you take on things, people see that. Now, we were lucky that her kinder care, child care noticed something wrong with our daughter, but because me and my wife were approachable, she came to talk to us, because unfortunately, believe it or not, especially sometimes dads, they're so much in denial, if you bring it to them about their kid, even out of love and out of concern, you will not get the ideal reactions you think you'll get. You'll get such a strong denial that it's not very appropriate. So one of the things
you have
to accept, I think that's why a lot of men can't accept to be it wasn't appropriate. If you come to men and say or parents and say, hey, something's not wrong with Sally or Johnny or whatever, some of them, some parents are in denial. We go back to that 70s and 80s thing about sticking Uncle Freddie back in the back room type of thing. So we get so much denial that we don't accept it, right? And if you can't accept it, then how are you going to get over it? So that's the first thing. That's why it's so important to accept it.
Was that your personal story, Joe? Did you experience denial? Because, again, your story is a little bit different from Danny. Your diagnosis came a little bit later in life. Your daughter was 3 or 4, you said. So tell us about those first 3 or 4 years, and when you got the diagnosis, what was your feelings and experience?
Ironic. It was kind of weird because it was like a flow. The first started out, child care lady brought it to my wife, and she said, your daughter maybe needs this. I'm like, what's autism? So I was in denial. Then, I did my homework, and then as she was getting in the keyword, they don't ever say autism until they're age 5, so it's development delayed. Then I accepted, and she was in denial. So those first couple years is about emotion, because you're seeing some things in your daughter. Like when she was born, the first 6 months, she didn't speak. She didn't make a sound. She went from not even crawling to walking. And we thought between the ages of 1 to 2, we had a superstar push, because she was more advanced than our typical daughter. And then something happened once we got the diagnosis. We went to Tom Joyner's thing down in Florida. She got over what they call sensory integrated. She was so saturated. She came back home one day. She was about 4 years old. And we came home, and all the lights were on. So we like, what's going on? She didn't call me daddy for 3 months. What's going on? Then it started hitting us what we had. And as we started to take her to get checked out, started getting the news, it was a tearjerker, It started to hit us like something's not right. And all I can say is that it just hit you so low because you don't know where to go. But once we had that good cry, I said, now it's time, we got to make some moves. And then we just took it from there. One of the things is, and the young lady said eloquently, unfortunately, relationships take a hit, because if you got anything not going wrong in your relationship, that's just going to exacerbate the situation. Because, it's a lot of drama going on, a lot of turning with your emotional, your spiritual, what you believe in, how you feel. You're blaming God. You're blaming someone. What I do wrong. You don't know what's going on. Did the shots called? Yeah. What happened? You just don't know.
Yeah.
And once you get educated, then you can take off. And now the key thing for anybody, and you got these three people on, especially my man talking with the book, the key is you have to go and get into some type of support group. Not because it's just something, but it's just like anything else. You start meeting commonality with other people who have things in your interest that you can share. You know what? It's just not me. Once you bring that down, you know what? I ain't the only one. And then when you get more people in the same type of thing, the same vested interest, you start getting hookups and you start networking, there are possibilities. there are ways of making this happen. We're going to have our ups and downs, but guess what? We got the same people in our room talking, doing the same thing as us, sharing our same experiences. We can give this, they can give that. I'm getting a feedback. I don't know if something's wrong, but
yeah.
I think,
Danny, your line has a little bit of feedback. So if you're on the speakerphone, Danny, can you get off the speakerphone?
Okay.
We want to bring you back into the conversation because what Joe is talking about and what you guys are talking about is really key. And for those who are watching, you're watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge, and we've got Joe Jackson on with us right now. Joe, tell us, you said you're part of this support group called CAC. What is CAC, and tell us a little about the group.
1997 was founded by two women who found it to they wasn't doing enough for their kids, so they started a support group to get advocacy work and get some support for their kids. CAC stands for Chicagoland Autism Connection. It's been there since 1997. We do a lot. We have monthly meetings. We do special events to bring in families who might not feel as secure or comfortable to take their kids out. So we try to get events like that out. We also have organizations or events aside as like a resource fair so they can see people about insurance and wheels and all that stuff you just normally don't think about. You need to talk about even sexual education. But the main thing of it, Chicagoland Autism Support Group, I've been a member since 2007 and been a board member since 2009. I'm the treasurer. My president is Kimberly Evans Johnson. So what that group does, like I was explaining before, you just meet so many people. Some days when we meet on a third Saturday, some days of the month when we meet, you're down. But you come in there, you get inspired. You get fired back up. It fills your engine a little bit more. And sometimes you're the one that got to fill somebody else's engine because they down. And it's just a beautiful thing that just you pay it forward, I pay it forward, everybody pays it forward, plus the plethora of people of resources of sharing. It's a wonderful thing. And you just need it to get you through daily activities. You just need to, exhale. I'm not the only one. So that's how we do it for CAC.
Hey, Danny, you're back on. So you actually talk about that as one of the tips.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, it's not the two that we were going to talk about a little bit later into the show, but you actually talk about that parents need to have that support group. So talk about how CAC and you and Joe coming together has helped both of you guys in terms of dealing with your situation with your children.
Well, first thing first, fellowship is important. And when not only are Joe and I fraternity brothers, Omega Psi Phi, we are brothers in this struggle, in this battle, and we encourage one another. You have to have that. That's key. That is the key, you know. And we, of course, like we have the events, and I'm trying to put together a men's event where the men just go out and just go to a nice restaurant, just fellowship. That's important. See, it's a spiritual world. Right, and the enemy wants people to believe they all alone. And once he can get you, when you're thinking, you're all alone, he got you. That's it.
Right.
And he has no – see, the enemy has no character or integrity. He wants you to think you're – and in reality, you're not alone. You're not alone, but his dad's just thinking, oh, man, I'm all alone. I can't go talk to nobody. My son is this age, and he has not developed at this point. What are we going to do? Who can I tell this to? Who can I fellowship with? And they're all wrong. He's a deceiver, you know, and fellowship is the key. Fellowship is the key for the women just as well. You need people who are in the same struggle that you have.
And we heard that. We heard that from Tamara, who just was on the call before the break. You know, she talked about how her significant other has been her rock for the last 8 years, and that's a man that's coming into that situation. And we need to let people know that you don't have to be alone as a man. You don't have to suffer in silence dealing with your children, whether your children are challenged.
Right.
With autism, or whether they're just challenged just growing up without any other disabilities. Too many men are afraid to, as Joe said, to come out and really express what's going on in their lives. So I'm glad that you two are st- stepping up and you're sharing your experiences, and you are encouraging other people to do the same, to come mm-hmm. out and to really fellowship with each other and support each other. You know, the Bible mm-hmm. says a threefold cord can never be broken. And when you've got mm-hmm. two, three brothers coming together with a common cause, then anything is possible. Ain't that right?
Right.
That is,
iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. You have to, you
that's
know,
right.
Men must encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. That's, you know, every day I seek encouragement and I try to give
mm-hmm.
it. It's got to be
mm-hmm.
back and forth. If I'm
mm-hmm.
not seeking it, I'm giving
mm-hmm.
it. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's an obligation. I have an obligation because when it's all over with in this life, once this life is over, I know that I know in the depths of my soul, my creator going to say, okay, I gave you a special child. And Joe, he going to say, I gave you a special girl. What did you do?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Did you
mm-hmm.
abandon her? What did
mm-hmm.
you do? You want me to say, you
mm-hmm.
want to go through that?
One thing I would just input on say is that because I was been so immersed with the group, you meet stories, and yes, it's unfortunately something's happening and it's women dominated. It's the father just kind
mm-hmm.
of slide and fade to black, and you hear it the same kind of way, and it's unfortunate. We need to get more men involved, but it's that initial hit, especially for boys, and right now still 4 out of 5, even though they say girls are kind of creeping back up. The ratio was basically a dominated, male dominant. Like, so for every five kids, four boys. But I think when the girls are catching up now, unfortunately. Quick stats uh-huh. for your information, okay? If you have a kid with autism, the autism kid's sibling has a greater chance to have the autistic kid. These things
wow.
are coming out.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
so you're saying
it jumps. Yeah. It jumps. So if you have a kid that's autistic, the probability you having another one, those things are becoming to come out. But now the girls are beginning to come out more and more. It used to be just male dumb. Now it's females coming up. And it's just one of the things you just got to remember for anybody that's in this race or against this race. It's just a race of just being seeking self-development for your family and your kids. You just got to see it through. And you got to see it through, but you got to have a support. You can't be ashamed. You can't fight it alone. You'd be surprised. Some families don't come to me. We get caught up. Look, you need to come. You need to let it out. You need to express yourself. You need to find out. And we got to keep coming out. Some of the lows are lows. Danny can attest. Some of the highs are highs. Mm. But them lows, boy, they can take you down. I mean, you just don't know how it is. You can't sleep. You can't think. All you worried is about your kid. And it's different when you worry about yourself. When you worry about somebody else, man, it's draining. And you just don't know. That's why you need a support group to keep you moving, keep you invested in what's going on out there to help your kid. So it's just real important, man. And just anything. Give them some light. Some parents, unfortunately, like I said, they don't know how to handle the seeking from other people. Well, your kid's not acting right. That's why we have those programs such as our groups and other groups. Get the people, let them kids hang out and have a good time. We're a family.
Mm-hmm.
We're a family with autism.
Mm-hmm.
We're family friends with autism. And we want to embrace it, uplift people. Come on. Come on. You have an opportunity to enjoy your life, and your kids have an opportunity to enjoy their life. And when they see that you're having fun, they having fun. And one thing I'm going to put down, and Danny can attest this, those kids are smart. They might not have it the way you think it, but they can read a person better than you can, guarantee. They might have a weakness, but they got hella strengths to make it in the world. Trust me on that. Trust me
on
that.
Exactly. See, with Daniel, I know that I know. In the depths of my soul, I have three. Daniel is three little boys in one. He's three young men in one. He's a regular 15-year-old about in a lot of ways. You know, he's a regular mischievous. You know, he
15-year-old teenager.
Destructive. 15-year-old teenager, destructive, puberty, all that. He's a one with a recognized and diagnosed disability, and he is an exceptional one. These children have gifts. It's up to the parents to find them. And they have these gifts. But these children's gifts I never discovered because the biggest weapon that's used against that the enemy uses against the parents with these children is they're ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
They're ashamed. Shame is almost worse than death.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bible it says, trust in the Lord, you would never be ashamed. Shame is something else, man. And once, if you shame your child, your child don't stand a chance. You can forget about it. The child can forget about it. They never reach their full potential.
And I'm just going to say one thing.
Let me jump in real quick.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Let me jump in real quick, Joe, because we're running short on time. You are watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, and we've got Danny Randall Jr., who is the author of the book Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child. And we've also got Joe Jackson, who's on the line with us, and he's with the Chicago Autism Connection, a support group here in Chicago. Real quickly, Danny, you wanted to tell us two more tips that were in the book. So let's talk about those. In addition to recognizing that your child wants to do the same things that other children do and do things as a family, you talked about tip number four, being consistent and avoiding spontaneity. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's good. These children are adaptable. They're more adaptable than you know. And once you get a child in a regular exercise routine or whatever, you'll see their gifts. They will come to the forefront. But parents will work with them. They have to be consistent. He's a good swimmer. And I'm constantly getting him in that water. And that swimming, if there's a parent with a child with autism, swimming is one of the best sports in the world. Because you exercise an overall body, and the children can get more of a grounding and a centering. Swimming is therapeutic for children with autism, and that's something that has to be done on a continuing basis. There are other sports that help. Walking is good, but they have to be on a regular exercise routine, and it has to be consistent. And avoiding spontaneity, because that's something that can make them have an episode. Just constant movement. When you're a dad with a child with autism, you have to be far more organized than regular parents, because sometimes you have to uproot and switch, and some get caught up. Our children have trouble adjusting more so. So that day has to be mapped out, and you have to just stick with that routine, because once these children are thrown off, it can be a nightmare. But that has to be consistent.
Wow. So make sure that you have a consistent schedule for your special needs child, and try, you know, even though it's not always possible, but for the most part, make sure you keep them on schedule so that
you want to stay as consistent as possible.
Right. Okay. And then finally, you mentioned tip number eight. And I love this tip, and I definitely wanted to make sure you get this out tonight. You said in your book, Thoroughly Immersed, that a delay is not a denial. What do you mean by that in terms of raising your special needs child?
Well, me, I'm the eternal optimist. A delay doesn't mean a denial. I mean, just because a child is 15, Daniel is 15, which is quite young, and Joe's daughter is young. They're young, and you don't know what kind of breakthrough they can experience. You never know. There's no such thing as false hope. There's no such thing. You don't know. Now, Daniel has been he's been doing excellent in school this semester. I have him on a natural herb called valerian. I never wanted to do the drug thing, but valerian is good, parents. But try valerian. It helps the central nervous system. It keeps him from stemming and getting and avoids with anxiety. He's been doing that, and teachers say he's been doing better than ever in school. It helps with focus also. And I'm still constantly, when you have a child like that, you constantly research it. It's a constant battle. You're constantly on your toes seeking, constantly. To the day you're going to seek for your child to the day you die. And that's the way it is, man. You become a warrior. You got to be a warrior. That's true.
Wow. So I love those tips. Definitely, I want to congratulate both you, Danny Randall, and Joe Jackson, for what you are doing, not only in raising your children with special needs, but what you're doing to advocate for your children so that the world will know that these kids deserve everything that they were created to have in life. And we're not going to let an illness, a disease like autism, stop our children from walking in their purpose and living the destiny that they were created for. So I applaud you guys. Hats off to you. Congratulations to both of you for what you're doing. Real quickly, Joe, why don't you tell them how they can get more information about CAC, and then we'll give the last word to Annie.
Yes, you can go to Chicagoland Autism on the web at just Chicago Autism, one phrase together, www.chicagoautism.org. You'll have a website, you have a plethora of information, the events we have coming up, and pictures of what we have done over the year. It's a good start. It also announces when we have our meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, for being on the call. And Danny, how can they get a copy of your book, Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child?
Well, they can go to Amazon.com and it can be purchased that way. And I'm looking for other address they can also go to, right, Terrence?
Well, you know, I'm always here prepared for you. So, yes, if you want to get a personalized copy of the book, Thoroughly Immersed, from Danny Randall, Facebook Live family, you can see it right now. You can go to www.bit.ly/thoroughlyimmersedbook. And I'll say that again, www.bit.ly/thoroughlyimmersedbook. And you can get your copy of Thoroughly Immersed, co-authored by myself and Danny Randall, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying Their Special Needs Child. So, Danny, we're going to give you the last word before we end tonight. What do you want to let fathers know in this fight to embrace and enjoy raising a special needs child?
Your child is a gift. You know, like I said, trust in the Lord, you'll never be ashamed. I was in church the other Sunday, and the word says everybody is fearfully and wonderfully made. So your child, there's a plan for your child. There's no perfect people, but everybody in this world is perfectly designed for what they need to do. It might not look that way. It might not look that way, but everybody's wonderfully made for a purpose, including your child with autism.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Danny, for being a part of the Unstoppable Stories show tonight. And God bless you. God bless Danny the third, and you keep advocating for your child and for all children.
I hear him up there making all that noise, too. Daniel!
All right. That is Danny Randall Jr. He is the author of the book, Thoroughly Immersed. Definitely get your copy of Thoroughly Immersed. Go again to bit.ly/thoroughlyimmersedbook. Well, that's a wrap. That's another episode of the Unstoppable Stories Show with Coach Terrence. Thank you so much for listening in on Blog Talk Radio, live or on replay. Thank you so much for watching out in Facebook Live. Zelina Jones, thank you for popping in and watching on Facebook Live. Stephanie Burroughs, thank you for watching on Facebook Live. And tell somebody, if you know somebody who has an unstoppable story and they're ready to tell their story, then the Unstoppable Story Show is the platform where that story can be told. I am always looking for other people who are interested in telling their story. So if you are interested, here you can email me at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, at unstoppablecoaching.com. Email me your story, and you too may be the next guest on the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we are talking to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And as always, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible, and never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Don't just make it a great week. Make it an unstoppable week. Take care, family.